Roger Grossman, Will Shepherd here on a windy, rainy mid-October evening. 7-0 Northridge leads Warsaw. Raiders have second down and 6 from their own 7-yard line. They took the opening kickoff, 78 yards in 7 minutes and 27 seconds to take the lead. And the Tigers put together a drive of over 4 minutes down the field, up the middle of the field with Zollinger to get the ball down in deep. They had first and goal. I'm sorry, they had first and 10 from the 11. Could not score, went for a fourth down, and did not make it. And now the Raiders have second down and 6 from their own 7. Again, Miller hands off up the middle, and Miller will be tackled at about the 8-yard line by Gabrich. Give him to the 9-yard line. So it'll be third down coming up, and about 5 yards to get for the Raiders. But they've been really good on third down here so far. But they've done a lot of that through the air. Let's see if Chad Epley trusts his quarterback to make the kinds of throws he's been making down on that end. This is a similar formation they run. They don't change formations much. Brandon Clark standing at the 4. Pump fakes, throws far side. It's tipped and it's caught. It's caught at the 15-yard line, and the receiver, Hochstetler, makes the catch and gets the first down. It was tipped by Eric Pohl, who got a hand on it, but it was caught anyway, and Northridge converts. First down, Raiders.
I think it's really important, Roger, that we keep them on this half of the field, make them punt. We don't need another long drive.
First down, Northridge. Ball on the far hash mark at their 17. They get out from the shadow of their own goal line. And they hand off to Miller. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. He gets away from the first man, but not the second. And it will be a gain of a yard out to the 18-yard line. Pohl and Hetty on the tackle for Warsaw. Second down and 9. 11 minutes left to play here in the first half. Warsaw trails Northridge 7-0. The Colliers Family of Brands halftime show is coming up when this second quarter is complete. Brandon Clark standing inside his 15. Will drop back to throw. Looking right, chased out of the pocket, throws it on the run, and it's going to be incomplete. Pass intended out here for Chase Clark. Good coverage out here by Pohl and Strawn with help from Woodward. It's third down and 9.
I like the pressure. That made a difference on that play, and we need to keep it going.
That's the key. You've got to get to Clark and make him throw the ball on a night like this when he isn't quite ready. Pretty good coverage by the Tigers. Must stop here from the Raider 17 on third down and 9. Clark fakes the handoff, rolling out, being pressured, looking, running, throwing, quick one on the run, intercepted! It's intercepted, he's in bounds. And guess who it was? It was Eric Pohl that picked it off for the Tigers. And with 10:27 left to go here in the first half, Warsaw's got the ball back at the Raider 27-yard line.
That's what a senior's supposed to do right there. That was just great coverage. Great anticipation. Eric Pohl stepping up, giving us another chance to tie this game up. We're in the really close to the red zone, and we need to punch it in this time.
Pohl with his 4th interception of the season. And so the Tigers finally stop him on third down. Brock is under center. He's still in there, quarterback. And they'll hand off up the middle to Zollinger, and Zollinger will get almost 3 yards to the, actually they'll give him 2 yards to the 26. Second down. Tigers had a great drive going. They started at their own 27, got down inside the 10-yard line and could not get past the 3. Under 10 minutes left to play, first half. Warsaw down 7-0 here to the Raiders. Quentin Brock, Zollinger got hit right the line of scrimmage. And Northridge came out of there with the ball, but I think they're going to say the ball was down. I thought Zollinger had fumbled, but nobody seemed to be scrambling for it, so I didn't say anything. Zollinger gets credit to the 25. It's third down and 7, so give him a gain of a yard on that play. Well, I think they missed that one, to be honest, because I thought Reed fumbled. But Tigers need a break, and they get one there, and it's third down and long coming up for Warsaw. The wide side of the field is right, and there isn't a single defender out that way. They run the counter play, Rance Bottom, and he gets it right at the line of scrimmage and is stopped for no gain. Connor Roth makes the stop from his inside linebacker position. It's fourth down, and the Tigers are going to try a very long field goal on this very rainy, windy night. This will be a 47-yard field goal try for Mason Smythe, who is 9 of 11 on field goal attempts. The only two he didn't make were blocked. Vilma told from Habegger. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. Has plenty of distance. It looks good, and it's right down the middle. Beautiful kick by Mason Smythe. Tigers are on the board. 8:28 left to play here in the first half. It's 7-3 Northridge. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Tigers are on the board for the first time. They still trail 7-3. Happy to get points, but not happy with the way that went down. Pohl picks off the pass. You're inside the 30, and basically you get 2 yards on three plays. Smythe will squid this one down the field. It's kicked around. It'll be picked up at the 14-yard line to the 20, and ball is going to be thrown down right at the 20. So no further yardage gained for Northridge. They take over first down and 10 with 8:22 left to play in the first half at their own 20-yard line. The Collier Family of Brands halftime show is coming up, so don't go anywhere. Senior night activities took place before the game. The band, the cheerleaders, and the senior football players all were honored. Well, Tigers got an interception last time out. They turned it into 3. Let's see if they can make something happen again here. Ball in the near hash mark at the 20. Brendan Clark's got Miller to his left. Hand off to Miller. Come to the near side. Cuts upfield 25. Runs into Vilma, who hangs on for dear life. But Miller's able to get across the 30 to the 31. And he'll be, they gave them the ball at the 22. I'm not sure why. So it's not a first down. It's a gain of 9, though, on the play. Second down to 1. Coming up for Northridge. They have the ball for 7 minutes and 27 seconds on their opening drive. That led to a touchdown. Miller with the score. And now Clark on 2nd and 1. Hands off to Miller again. Tries the left. He'll get a first down this time across the 35 to the 36. Vilma is ultimately the one who brought him down. Cohen Heady got to him first. But Northridge has another first down. It's their 8th of this opening half.
Roger, they're running a G scheme play to their right that is causing Warsaw some problems. But it's not the only play. They're a good running football team.
I'll have you explain more on that after this play. First down and 10, Northridge. 7.5 minutes left to play first half. Raiders lead 7-3. Miller bobbles the handoff, gets to the 35-yard line, and then gets stood up and stopped for a gain of a yard. What do you mean by G scheme?
Just a step around block by the guard. It's where you make your defense, in our defense, makes the defensive end very vulnerable, and it makes a C gap or a little wider running lane. And Miller is the kind of kid that runs it up in there really nice.
Second down and 9 after a gain of 1. Ball at the Raider 37. They lead 7-3. Braden Clark takes the snap, looking left all the way, throws it out there, and the ball is dropped. Incomplete. Hochstetler was worried about who was coming, and he should have been, because who was coming was Isbell and Woodward. It's 3rd and 9. Now, I noticed a tendency. When they throw left on one play, a lot of times, and I don't know what percentage, but I know a lot of times they throw to the right the next play. We'll see if that happens here. It's 3rd down and 9. Miller to the right of Clark. Clark waits the snap, gets it. looking left all the way, steps up in the pocket, runs away from traffic, looking, throws it on the run, throws it into the Raider bench. He had nobody open. The coverage downfield was fantastic. Now the officials are talking. I don't think there should have been intentional grounding. There will not be. It's fourth down for Northridge. From their 37, it looks like they are going to punt the football.
Nice job of keeping our pass rush lanes. And that's what you have to do, because the quarterbacks will panic when the time is right.
Now, look at this. They are not lined up in a punting formation. Now Clark is going to back up. And they'll snap it to him, and he's going to kick a wobbly kick, and he's going to kick it into the Warsaw bench. It's caught out of bounds by Ramirez for the Tigers, and that is a terrible punt. The official's still walking. He's all the way to the 49-yard line of Northridge, and here the Tigers are again with great field position and 6:27 left to play in the half, down 7-3.
Well, we have to take advantage of the shank punt. We've got a short field again. We've got to go down and punch it into the end zone this time and take command of the game.
Yeah, the Tigers in great field position here. Working toward the north end. Drew Sullivan is into the game for the Tigers here in the third possession. Option play up the middle. Solinger will get 3 yards to the 46-yard line. Drew got hurt in the opening quarter of the opening game of the season. That is not when the injury occurred. The injury occurred earlier in the summer. It turned out to be, that night in Michigan City, a torn ligament from back underneath his ankle. They went in, reattached it, and he said, "I will be ready for Northridge." And we all kind of giggled, but he is ready for Northridge. Second down and 7. Sullivan under center from the 46. Option play left. He's going to keep it. Turn up field. He gets across the 45. He'll get to the 42. He'll get 5 yards on the play, and it will be third down and about 3 coming up for the Tigers. 5.5 minutes left to play here in the first half. Northridge with a 7-3 lead. Great to have you with us, however you are taking in the broadcast, on the radio, on the internet, or via the Warsaw live stream. Sometimes we get on fans when they don't come to the game. We completely understand tonight. From the 42, Sullivan hands off Solinger, got hit the line of scrimmage, still going. He'll push forward and get to the 40-yard line. He'll be short by 1 yard.
That was all fullback.
Yep. Fourth down and 1, and it's a full yard. Offense staying on the field. 4:48 left. Fans down below, you can hear, encouraging the offense to do what they couldn't do earlier in the game, which was get 3 feet. Sullivan to the line. Wide side of the field is right, and again, there's nobody out there. Sullivan on 4th and 1. Under center. Takes it. Zollinger. Big hole. 40. 35. 30. He's in the open up the near sidelines. He's going all the way. Touchdown, Tigers. A 40-yard run by Reed Zollinger. And Warsaw, for the first time, has the big number on the board. It's 9-7.
That's a huge play for our offense to give them a little juice. Quick hitter. They sold out in the A gap, and our fullback bounced it just a little bit wider and obviously successful. Just a really good job by our offensive line.
He hit that hole like somebody lit his backside on fire. And now here is Smythe for the point after. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 10-7 Tigers. 4:22 left to play first half. Warsaw now in the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 49 yards on the drive for the Tigers in 2 minutes and 5 seconds to put Warts on the lead 10-7. What a big moment for this football team. They needed that one, Will Shepard. They needed to come out of there with 7. And not only did they get the first down, but they get the big 7.
Yeah, this is going to, I think, wind up to be one of those championship fights where, you know, you get hit in the mouth real hard and you got to get up and make a play, and it's just going to be, you know, that kind of night.
Smythe has tried to squid the ball down the field on the first two kickoffs. This one he'll drive high and deep, and this one will go into the end zone. You get a touchback on a night like tonight, you have earned it. And the Raiders will take over first and 10 from their 20 with 4:22 left to play here in the first half.
I'm a little bit surprised by the effectiveness of Northridge's horizontal pass game. I think they see how we line up with our secondary, and they believe that, you know, a few yards here and there are going to, you know, help keep momentum and help keep the ball. We'll see if they continue that trend.
Raider ball operating from their 20, first down and 10. Braden Clark will hand off to Miller. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and they will give him credit for a yard more. But there were four Tigers, Beam, Gabrich, Pohl, and Woodward, all were right there to bring him to the ground, second down and 9. And for me, this is the big drive. This is the big play coming up here. Because after completing some mid-range third downs on their opening drive, Northridge is struggling here in the last couple possessions. So Warsaw has clearly made an adjustment. This is a big play, second down and 9. Again, play action fake. Looking Clark, looking deep up the far sidelines, and it's going to be tipped away and incomplete. Isbell got two hands on it and tipped it away from Hochstetler. He's upset with himself because he thought he should have picked it off. He certainly could have picked it off. It's now third down and 9.
Roger, I'm impressed with the quarterback for Northridge is really slinging the ball around. I mean, he's got a gun. The Clark kid can really throw the football.
So far, I haven't seen them run any, I haven't seen them not run anything that's part of their normal arsenal, despite the wind and the rain, although it's not really raining much right now. Third down and 9 from the 21. Clark back to throw, whistles, flags fly, illegal procedure against Northridge. So third and 9 is about to become third and 14. Now the Raiders look nervous, and that is very uncharacteristic of their football team.
Warsaw's got to be cognizant of a screen or some kind of little trick, because right now Northridge does not want to give the ball back to Warsaw.
No, not at all. Not before halftime, not knowing the Tigers will receive the second half kickoff. And now a timeout's taken by Warsaw. 3:37 left to play in the half. Warsaw 10, Northridge 7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger, Will, Austin, Steve. Back together again on a Friday night. 3:37 left to play before halftime. Tigers 10, Northridge 7. The Colliers Family of Brands halftime show is coming up. We'll have first half scoring from this game. A couple minutes of local news from Dan Spaulding. Then we'll run through scores that Steve is compiling for us, especially that Mishawaka-Wawasee game, as that factors into the conference race. And then we'll run through the first half stats, all brought to you by the Colliers Family of Brands. Third down and 14, ball backed up at the Northridge 16. Back to throw Clark, being pressured from his backside, throws it deep down the sidelines, and it's too high, incomplete. Again, intended for Hochstetler, coverage in the play by Woodward out there along the sidelines. Fourth down Raiders, excuse me, with 3:32 left to play in the half. They have to punt. So the Tigers with two good stops inside their own territory. They're going to get the ball back in good field position. This time they bring in their regular punter, Dylan Ritchie. He's standing inside his 5. Low snap, Ritchie goes down and punted away. A little better kick. Vilma calls for the fair catch and bobbled it, and Northridge recovers. Vilma had the ball blow around him, and it came up a little short. He tried to lunge forward for it, and he dropped it. And Northridge had two guys standing right there, and they have new life for 3:25 to go in the half. First down at their own 47.
not making an excuse, but with this wind, this is one of those nights where if you are unsure, it's not a bad thing to just get away and let it bounce and give your offense a chance. It's a tough night weather-wise. And that's
coming from you, who has been critical of us letting punts drop and give up yardage. But you are correct. This is the night to let it roll. So from the 47, Clark fakes the handoff. Looking left, now middle, gets hit as he throws it up the near sidelines. Got a man open. It's Richie at the 30. He's tripped up inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. However, hold on. Hold on. There is a flag back at the line of scrimmage. Oh. Ineligible man downfield called against Northridge. It is coming back. And another penalty here against Northridge.
Well, we're trading mistakes here. We muffed the punt, and they have a critical mistake on a big play for them. So we'll see how they adjust to making a mistake.
That'll back the ball back up to their 42. It's only a 5-yard penalty, but it really is about a 40-yard penalty the way it worked out. First and 15, Raiders. 3:10 left. Clock running first half. The Raiders have all three of their timeouts. The rain has stopped for the moment. It's still very cold and very windy. They fake the handoff. Clark is going to run upfield with it. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage and a little more. He'll get 6 yards on the carry. And it'll be second down and 9 coming up for Northridge. You don't see Clark carry it very often. Again, he missed a couple games with injury. 49 carries for 221 yards. That's a play to keep the Tigers honest. Second and 9 from the 48. Braden Clark, this time hands off. Miller gets hit, gets across midfield, and goes down at the hands of Leighton Isbell. He got just inside the 49-yard line, but there's another flag down. It's going to be another Raider penalty. My goodness. That sound you hear in the background is the sound of gunfire as Northridge continues to shoot themselves in the foot. Holding backs the ball back up inside the 40. 2:22 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw with a 10-7 lead. Northridge, after the fumbled punt by Villema, hoping for a chance to go down and at least tie the game and maybe take the lead, knowing that Warsaw is going to get the opening kickoff of the third quarter. Clock running down to 2:10 left. It's second down and about 19 now. Clark takes the snap, looking left, lofts it up the far side, and it's going to be overthrown, incomplete. Ball turned off the route. He curled in, and Clark thought he was going to run down the sidelines, and Isbell is out there going, blow it back to me, Wynn. Blow it back to me. But it just didn't. And now it's third down and 19.
Well, the good news is it stopped the clock, and that's a good thing for Warsaw. I don't know what Northridge is going to decide to do with this much time, and I know they don't want to give the ball back to us. So they may choose a run here to get the clock down.
Ball at the Raider 38, two wideouts right. That's the wide side of the field, two left. Third and 19. Clark takes a snap, drops back inside the 30, looking, fires far side, and it's going to be caught. It's going to be caught inbounds and going out of bounds at the Tiger 46-yard line. Catch made by Baugh, and it'll be fourth down and 3 coming up for Northridge, and they're leaving the offense on the field. That's a big pickup on third down.
Yeah, I think Isbell slipped, and it hurt on his break. He couldn't break on the ball like he wanted to, and that good catch by Northridge.
Beautiful throw, a beautifully thrown pass. Fourth and 3 from the Tiger 46. Clark, long snap, takes off, hands off, up the middle. He didn't get it. He didn't get close. He barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Miller stopped for no gain. And with 1:50 left to go in the half, the Tigers take over up 10-7.
Big stop by our defensive line there, Rosas and company. They shut a really good division, FCS or whatever. This boy, let me just tell you, folks, he is big, strong, and like Coach said early on in the game or in the pregame, he is deceptively fast. I mean, you think he's not that fast because he's so big, but he's got good wheels, and we didn't let him get going on that play.
Sullivan and back in at quarterback with 1:50 left. Quentin Brock started the game and did a fine job, by the way. Did an excellent job running the offense. But Drew's been working hard for this moment, and they're giving him a chance. His team leads by three with 1:50 left to go in the half. Warsaw with two timeouts. Up the middle, Zollinger pushing forward across midfield. Still going all the way to the Raider 47-yard line. He got 7 yards, almost eight on a first down carry. Clock still running down to 1:35 to go. Worst case scenario, the Tigers would love just to run this timeout. They just don't want Northridge to have the ball back. They get one first down. They could assure that if they hang on to the ball. And then we'll see how greedy Coach Curtis wants to be, knowing that he gets the kickoff in the third. Sullivan, option play right, pitches back, range bottom, turns the corner, first down to Moore, got dragged by the shirt. He'll go down inside the 40 at the 38-yard line.
Great play choice there. Exploit the perimeter like that, because Northridge, you know, it's just, we see it every week where people just keep, you know, clutching the middle, and then all of a sudden you hit them with that, and it's tough.
Rain Spotter was ruled down inbounds, so the clock runs down to 58 seconds left to play in half. Again, the Tigers have two timeouts remaining. I have a question about that play that I will ask you in a second. Sullivan under center. Drew takes the snap, going to throw it. He throws the far side. He throws high, and Ransbottom gets shoved out of bounds. Coverage on the play by Braxton Nagy. Oh, and we have a Tiger penalty. I did not see that flag. I see it now. It's a holding penalty against the Tigers. With 40 seconds left, that's a big deal, because you don't need a first down to get into Smythe field goal range. Now you're going to have to really make a pretty big play here.
Yeah, this play call will be interesting. I don't know what Roger Grossman would call here, but, you know, flea flicker Grossman or something funkadelic maybe.
Well, I'd like to see what happens if the quarterback runs the triple option and turns upfield with it on the edge. Just to see what his leg will do. Ball moved back to the 48-yard line. 40 seconds left to play here in the half. They're going to pitch it back to Ransbottom. Come to the near side. Blockers in front. 45 cuts the outside, and he'll be slung out of bounds at the 42-yard line. So that's a gain of six. It'll be second down and 15. Nope, check that. They're going to mark him out at the 47. So it'll be second down and 14 coming up for the Tigers with 34 seconds left. Again, if you're thinking that way, Warsaw needs to get about 7 or 8 yards to make this a more comfortable kick for Mason Smythe. Sullivan, under center, ball in the near hash mark. Pitches back to Egoff. Egoff's going to throw it down the field. Looking into coverage, and it's tipped in incomplete. There were two Raiders back there. Chisholm was the intended receiver for the Tigers. Carson was double covered, and that, frankly, is the best result that play could have turned out to. And now it's third down at 14 with 28 seconds left.
Well, I needed to know what kind of arm he had anyway, so I'm excited about the play call. I'm excited about that we've got that play in our arsenal. I liked it.
You were looking for Razzle Dazzle, and you got it.
I did.
Now let's see what happens here on third down and 14 from the 42. Warsaw getting organized. Play clock at 3. They better hurry. Now Warsaw is going to have to take one of their final timeouts. 28 seconds to go in the half. Warsaw leads Northridge 10-7. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 28.8 to be exact. Left to play in our first half. The Collier's Family of Brands halftime show is coming up after this 28.8 runs out. Warsaw 10, Northridge 7. Tiger facing third down and 14 from the Raider 42. And again, if they got to the 35-yard line, which would be about 7 more yards, They have a timeout, and they could set up Smythe to kick a long field goal. Drew Sullivan in at quarterback. This is his third possession. And they give it up the middle, and there's Zollinger, and he gets 6 yards to the 36-yard line. And now Northridge is going to take a timeout, I think. Yes, they do. Timeout Raiders will take our last timeout of the half. 21.6 left to go. It's fourth down, Warsaw, and we're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. All right, so with 21.6 left in the first half, Mason Smythe is going to line up for a field goal. He's already made one from 47. If he makes this one, it would break his own school record. This is a 53-yard kick. He's got a wind from his right to his left to set a school record and to make it a 6-point Tiger lead. And everyone's ready. Habegger to snap it back. Does spot. Kick on the way, and it is short. It's short. It came up just short of the crossbar. I think on another night when the wind's not blowing from right to left, I think it's good. But it came up short, and with 15.8 left, Northridge takes over at their own 20. Tough break. And the 2 yards they needed, if he gets two more yards, Zollinger, on that run, that kick is good.
Yes, that was extremely close. It was a really good kick on a very challenging night for a field goal kicker. He is a weapon that is really, I'm so happy that he is on our side. We've got to be careful here. Our defense needs to be obviously real solid. There's still 15.8 left, and we need to just keep our lead.
And they still have two timeouts left. Clark is going to take it back and throw it. Far side, got a man open. It's Richie, and Richie's pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 5, so it'll be second down and 5, and there's 11.3 left to play in the half. Well, here you'll let the ball be caught in front of you. You cannot let people get behind.
Well, that's the kind of route, Roger, that you're setting up a out and up. So we got to be smart, and you're right. Keep it in front of you.
Second down and 5 for the Raiders. Clark takes a waist-high snap, drops back to throw. Pressure coming, fires it over the middle. He's got his man. It's Ball, and he's got a first down out to the 35-yard line, and the Raiders will take one of their two remaining timeouts with 4.9 left. Timeout, Northridge. First down, Northridge. We'll keep it here. Remind you that Tiger Talk is tomorrow. What a big day tomorrow. Volleyball in the sectional semifinals. Match number 2, so it'll probably start 12:30-ish up at Elkhart. Now, where they play at Elkhart is the old Phyllis Tubbs Gymnasium, the old Memorial Gym, on the Memorial, what we know as the Memorial Campus. It's where the high school is now. And boys and girls cross country runs at Manchester in the sectional tomorrow. It's been a pretty exciting fall. What a tough break for boys soccer the other night. Had a 1-0 lead into the second half. Noblesville scored to tie it. Went to a shootout. Noblesville won in the shootout 5-4. Empty backfield now. Clark is back there by himself. 3 wideouts near side, 2 on the far. Clark drops deep to throw. Steps up in the pocket, throws it as far as he can, down the near sidelines, and it's going to be incomplete. The clocks have run to 0, and unless there's a flag, and there is not, we've come to halftime. Warsaw rallies with the last 10 points in the first half, and they lead Northridge at intermission 10-7. We'll come back with the first half scoring after these messages on News Now Warsaw. A very special event about to take place here at Fisher Field. Dr. Rachel Hoffer of the Education Department at Grace College, and her husband, Dr. David Hoffer, superintendent of Warsaw Schools, being joined by 100, maybe 200 Warsaw students who've come to the game tonight, and they're going to take a walk, and that walk is for Pink Out Night in honor of breast cancer awareness. If you're not familiar, Dr. Rachel Hoffer had her own breast cancer moment couple of years ago. She has talked about it very openly. She admitted that she did not want to talk about it that openly, But she did, and we are all really glad that she did, and we all have benefited from that. And so on this Pink Out night, they're just going to take a lap. They're going to take a lap around the track in honor of all those who have dealt with breast cancer and some whose outcome of their journey did not go well. So that's happening right now here on the track at Fisher Field. The halftime show is brought to you by the Colliers family of brands. Colliers Heating and Air Conditioning for your indoor comfort. Colliers Fireplace Shop for cozy fireplaces and year-round outdoor grilling. And Colliers Solar for energy efficiency for your homes. Learn more at TrustColliers.com. Three scoring plays in the first half. Northridge took the opening kickoff and went 78 yards in 7 minutes and 27 seconds, capped off by a 9-yard run by McLean Miller at 4:33 of the opening quarter. Dylan Ritchie kicked the extra point, and Northridge led 7-0. It stayed that way until 8:28 of the second quarter when the Tigers got on the board after a short drive, after a turnover. An interception by Eric Pohl got the Tigers the ball at the Northridge 27, but they only gained 2 yards. And then Mason Smythe kicked a 47-yard field goal. That made it 7-3 Northridge. 4 minutes and 6 seconds later, the Tigers were on the board again on 4th and 1 from the 40. Reed Zollinger went the distance off the left side of that line into the end zone. Smythe's extra point made it 10-7, and that's where we stand here at halftime. Again, it's 10-7 Warsaw here at the half. When we come back, 2 minutes of local news. We've got scores and stats to give you. We'll do all that coming up here on the Colliers Family of Brands Halftime Show on News Now Warsaw. The Colliers Family of Brands Halftime Show continues with Warsaw leading Northridge 10-7. The winner gets at least a share of the NLC championship. The Colliers Family of Brands Halftime Show continues with the halftime stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. In the first half, Northridge had 9 first downs. They had 17 rushing attempts for 55 yards. That's a little over 3.2 yards per carry. They were 9 of 18 passing for 90 yards. So they ran 35 plays for 145 yards. They had 1 turnover. That was the interception. As it turned out, it didn't cost them any points. And they had 5 penalties for 30 yards, and that certainly cost them good opportunities to move the ball down the field. Warsaw had 6 first downs in the first half, 20 carries for 141 yards. That's 7 yards a carry. They attempted 1 pass play, and that was incomplete. So they were 0 for 1 passing. They had 21 plays in the first half for 141 yards. They had 1 turnover. That was the Villema fumble on the punt right before halftime. That also did not cost the Tigers any points, and they had 1 holding penalty for 10 yards. Your thoughts on the stats in the first half, sir?
Well, I believe the first 2 drives of the game, both one for them and one for us, were absolutely critical. Their 80-yard drive to begin the game and then them stopping us on 4th and 2, or this game would be entirely different feel to it if we punch it in there and score, but we did not, and a credit to Northridge's defense for shutting us down there.
You're Bart Curtis here, as the rain is really starting to come down now. What's your message to your team at halftime, knowing that you get the ball to start the third?
It's important to understand it is a complete fourth quarter game with these guys, because nothing's going to make them, they're just not going to wilt. You're going to have to play an entire 2-quarter game, and you can't be scared of making mistakes. You got to go out and let it fly and be aggressive and do the things we do.
It is 10-7 Tigers here at halftime. Individually, Reed Zollinger, 16 carries, 121 yards. That's about 7.5 yards per carry. Of course, the big one was the 40-yard touchdown on 4th down. He's had a really good game. Northridge came here to try to take him out, and they've not been able to do it.
Well, and that's a credit to our offensive line. They've done a yeoman's job up front, and they continue to impress me as they have all season long. But also, it's going to be interesting how much our offensive philosophy will be to try to get it on the perimeter and on the edge. Because as you saw, Roger, the couple times we tried it, we had good success with it.
It is 10-7 Tigers here at halftime. We'll give you scores, including that Mishawaka Wallace score, when we come back after these words on News Now Warsaw.